You know, Lord, it's been a while since I talked with you. I've been so goddamn busy with the crops and all, and, well, I guess I just forgot to take time out. But I ain't forgetting that good crop of corn you done give us this year. And that little heifer you brought us is growing like a weed. Yes, sir. Without that crop, Lord, I guess I'd have had to do without that new plow. And Ma wouldn't have that new Sunday dress she's so proud of now. Oh, I guess we wouldn't have a lot of things, Lord, if it weren't for you. And that new church in the valley, Lord, well, that's about the finest thing you could ever do. The town's mighty proud of it. We're all going to be there Christmas Day, too. Oh, you know, Billy's going to make it home from the Army for Christmas this year. And we all want to thank you for that, because we sure do miss him. It seems like just yesterday we was buying him Christmas toys. And he was running all over the house, making a lot of noise. You know, Ma and me, we laugh about that every now and then. Oh, it's going to be good to have him home again. Well, Lord, I suppose I've used up about all my time. And there must be a lot of others waiting in line. I reckon during this time of year, lots of people is waiting for you to share their Christmas cheer. So don't you worry none about us, Lord. Because me and my family is going to have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.